Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on, and if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara Story Hour. It's Jess.
With your hosts, Jess and Jen. Welcome. That means you have stories. I have stories if we're doing this.
A little story, baby story.
Yeah, I've come off of my unhinged platform from last week where I went off on chatbots, but it continues to be a theme in my life.
Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, go on.
If anybody missed last week's episode, I was talking about cosmetic dermatologists in the metaverse, which took me down the route to Microsoft's Bing AI chatbot, which has been in the news in the last week. Are we doing this? Are we not? Should we rein it in? Should we not? Anyway, as you all know, I have an 8-year-old stepson who likes to search the internet, right? So I really am trying to instill good fact-checking with him and understanding how to find good resources online versus like finding truth online, all of that. So I said, do you have parental controls on this particular search? And he was like, no, I'm pretty sure he does, but he doesn't know that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just worried, you know, what if you see something? I'm not saying you would search for it, but what happens if you put in a word and something comes up that you weren't expecting to see or that is inappropriate? And he goes, oh, you mean like S-E-X-Y ladies? And I was like,
God.
No, not sexy ladies. I don't mind you seeing sexy ladies, but what if they're doing, you know, something that's adult or inappropriate? And he looks at me and he goes, oh, like taxes?
What?
His equation of what an adult thing to be doing. This is an 8-year-old. Like an adult activity for a sexy lady is doing taxes. Oh.
That's so sweet and sad.
I could not stop laughing. And I said, well, I wanted to like see if he knew how funny he was being, because he's very funny. And I said, what are taxes? And he explained it completely correctly. So I knew he knew what he was saying. Like, and he knows what like other things that are adult that people do. He just was trying to make me laugh, which clearly.
Oh my God.
And it's tax season right now. So I was like, does he even know how timely this is? I could not stop. He's like, he's too funny.
I'm just curious, like, what kind of things do you tell him that, like, he – do you tell him, like, what he shouldn't be looking for? Like, do you put –
No, you meet the – I just feel like I meet him where he is. I always ask him, like, what do you think that is, or what do you think you shouldn't be looking for? And, like, it's 9 times out of 10, he doesn't even have the maturity or the breadth of knowledge yet to say something that would worry me. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And when he starts so you're to not answer with something.
You're not putting ideas in his head. Like, you're just
No, I'm meeting
like
him at
asking.
His level. And then when you say something inappropriate and his or something adult, like, what's something adult? His thought of an adult activity was taxes. And you know what? Great.
Great. Yeah, exactly.
You're right. That is an adult activity, and it's probably really boring, and you don't want to see it on the internet.
I want a Google image like lady doing taxes. let him always be that sweet. Oh my God.
I know. How's your week been? What have you been up to? Oh, wait, we need a check-in. How's your face?
Mm. Oh, okay. So listen, some of you have been asking how my Fraxel went a couple of weeks ago. It's like been less than 2 weeks now at the time of recording this. It was really breezy, guys. I've had Fraxel a few times before in my life. So Fraxel is a fractionated laser, and it's good. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, right before I got it done. It helps with skin tone, pigmentation issues, like I said, skin tone, but also helps like boost some collagen, fine lines, et cetera. It's kind of like a multi-purpose tool, but it is a very intense laser. You have to numb for an hour before. So I got there 1 hour before my appointment. I had, you know, it's not just like a little numbing cream. Like I had to sign a lot of documents on a little iPad before. And I was like, what am I signing? I forget this because it'd been like over a year since I'd had it done. It was for the laser, but also I had to sign for the numbing cream because it's like super intense numbing cream. It's like a drug and your face feels really numb before. In the past, I even had like I took something, like a little like something to chill me out before because I was very nervous. I didn't do that this time, but it does hurt. Like the Fraxel does hurt, but I'm not great with pain. It didn't hurt that much.
She is a redhead. Remember, everyone, yes. She experiences pain more deeply than the rest of us.
Yes, that is a true fact. But it wasn't.
You guys
like
also need more anesthesia. There's like multiple studies.
True.
Redheads need extra anesthesia.
That is true. But it wasn't like the end of the world. And here's the funny thing: like you numb for an hour, but the whole laser treatment is like. Maybe it was 2 minutes, maybe it was 3 minutes. It hurts on the forehead because you don't have a lot of fat there. And especially as I'm getting older, I have less fat there.
Oh, your forehead hurt them. It's always the mustache for me.
I was just about to say, and around the mustache area, because it's very sensitive. And like you have a little less fat there. But when it was over, my face felt really hot. I had like, you know, some ice packs. I chilled out for a couple minutes. Then I went home and then my face felt again, like really hot. And then the next couple of days, my face felt very sandy. It felt, that's the perfect word for it, was sandy. I didn't wear any makeup. I definitely, you know, I went out and my mother, who notices everything, she came over 2 days later and I said, Mom, I got this like treatment. I was like, nothing's bad. Nothing bad happened. I just got a little treatment on my face. Because, you know, you don't want to worry. I don't want to worry my mom. I don't want her to think I did something crazy. I didn't want her to think I did something like wild. But I said I had like a just laser just to get rid of a little like kind of sun damage. And she goes, oh, I just thought you had extra blush on. And she was like,
yeah, I saw you a day later or two days later.
I saw you the day after.
When she walked in, all I thought was like, and we were with other people.
Oh, yeah,
I was
funny.
Like, I'm not so sure that's the right foundation shade for Jess.
That was so funny.
Pull her aside and say, in this lighting, it's looking a little rosier than I think.
That's right.
It looked like an 80s foundation. Remember though, when they all had like a pink undertone, even like for women of color, it was like, oh yeah, you're going to be pinkish terracotta. Like I thought it was like a pinky 90s foundation.
Oh my God.
It really wasn't bad at all. I don't think anybody would even have said anything if you didn't tell them what was going on.
What's interesting is I know a lot of people who have written me, everyone has said, I've done Clear and Brilliant, and now, like, I want to, like, it's like people baby step into, and listen, this is not for everyone. This is not like going to get a facial. It's not a hydrofacial. This is like, this is kind of heavy stuff. But if you've done Clear and Brilliant and like you're ready for the next thing, you might want to talk to your derm about it. But I also got some negative stories from people who have done Frexil and were not happy.
Did they get pigmentation? Because it can be, it can trigger melasma for some people, and especially with darker skin tones.
No, no, their stories were that they, the downtime was really bad for them.
Oh,
so
okay.
I have more sensitive skin. I have very fair skin. I would say talk to your derm or the prospective derm about what to expect, and maybe like even talk to other patients about what their experience was, because this was like the most positive experience.
Practitioner matters with lasers too, guys.
Like, yes.
They're not just turning on a button. Like, yes. They are doing settings. They need to know physics. They need to look at your skin very carefully. They're adjusting the light the whole time. So like part of the, I don't know what happened with the people that you were talking to, but it's possible that they went somewhere where it was not an experienced practitioner.
Exactly. It's not the machine. It's not the tool. It's like who's behind the tool.
Just as much as injectables. Like we always talk about injectables. Of course, mm-hmm. you want to check the provider, but with lasers and light treatments, exactly the same.
Yeah. Dermatology is an art and a science together. It's not just like any old person getting a degree. You know, it's everything. So really like look into your, and it's not to say anything about the practitioner that you went to if you're unhappy. It could be a combination of things, the way your skin is reacting and the day, the position of the moon, the sun. But I just...
The tide
I
just, charts. It was a low tide when I had my Frexil.
But take it seriously. You know, just do your homework. It's your skin. It's a serious laser and it's expensive.
Yeah. And by the way, a dermatologist is great, but it does not have to be a dermatologist. Someone who's board certified plastic surgeons would mm-hmm. be good too. Last time I got it, I think he got it from a physician's assistant. There's also mm-hmm. nurses that work
yes.
under the supervision of a medical director at some of these laser facial places. Just do your homework and
totally
check it out. And then you'll have baby skin like Jess.
And it's not forever too. Yeah, this is only, it's only going to last a little while. So
well, it looks
manage
good for
your expectations.
Now.
Yeah.
You're glowing.
It was cool.
Do you feel like a fresh new baby?
Fresh new baby. I'm wearing sunscreen like a crazy person. I'm like, I went through all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, keep those results.
I want to protect my investment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
Well. All right.
Thanks for sharing how anyway. That all went. You ready to do our beauty podcast, talk about the beauty news, talk about some products we're loving,
yeah,
all that good
got
stuff.
Got some news, got some products. Shall we do it?
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, let's hit it with the headlines. So Gucci has a new stable of fabulous faces. So, you know, the Gucci Guilty, like, franchise, they've got three new faces.
Keep track.
They always have a lot of, like, different fragrances and, you know.
At least in fragrance, I can't keep track because there's multiple, like, sublines.
Yes, that's their whole, like, thing. Well, Gucci Guilty has three new people. They have, I'm going to start with the biggest one, A$AP Rocky, Elliot Page, and Julia Garner. Do you know who Julia Garner is? Inventing Anna.
No.
Anna Delvey.
Oh, from...
Inventing Anna. Yeah.
No, I know her from Ozarks, but yes.
Oh,
yes,
it's funny because when I was like, I know her, and then I like did like the deep dive to like find out what else she was in. I don't watch that show, but I know people love it. But for me, she's like Inventing Anna. So I'm sure a lot of people are
Jess, she's great.
She's bigger before then. Anyway.
She disappeared. You know why I didn't immediately recognize? Because like she disappears into roles. Like then you see
yes.
her, like I looked at her up after Ozarks and she looks nothing and acts nothing like the character. Like she's like a character actress almost, I would say. You know what I mean?
Yes. P.S. You know who she was supposed to be, but now like there's problems with the movie. She was supposed to play Madonna in Madonna's biopic.
Ooh, I like that casting.
I know, but now there's like something going on. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know. But anyway.
Okay. Well, she's the Gucci girl.
She is going to be the Gucci girl. I think Gucci is really great at finding like cherry picking these people from different worlds and putting them, either making them like part of the campaign or even just like on the runway show. I remember like they brought like Macaulay Culkin back from like obscurity or like mystery world he's in, like putting him on the runway. Or Miley Cyrus as like a face. Like this, you know, almost like making the ultimate dinner party. So I'm very excited about
dinner
this.
Party casting.
Yeah, dinner party casting.
I like that.
So this is Glenn Lutchford or Lookford. Sorry, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name, but big photographer is shooting the campaign, and that comes out on March 1st. Very exciting. And I don't know. I think, how did I forget Jared Leto? He was another one that was like dinner party casting. Okay. More on the fragrance beat. So everyone is trying to figure out how to shop fragrance in a way that feels visual and cool. Well, this might be a little bit of a preview of the world to come. We're not here in the United States going to be able to do this, but this might be like a little bit of a taste. Puig, who is the Spanish fashion and fragrance company, just launched something with Tmall, which is the Chinese company, called the Scent Visualizer. So it's it's like on your phone. And unfortunately, I didn't get to test drive it because I'm not able to. But it's a digital technology which allows people to shop fragrance by searching through pictures. So it's a visual library of more than 1,400 ingredients and a database of over 21,000 fragrances. And they partnered with perfumes of the fragrances of the world to do this. So,
oh yeah,
that's very exciting. Interesting.
I'm jealous.
I know, right? So
I'm gonna try it.
The potential in China is the fragrance industry is very, very big. So that's also why they did that.
Yes, and not yet as big as it is in other countries. That's so exciting. But it makes me think of, too, that Frederick Malle quiz that we did that was purely visual-based to help us pick a fragrance. I think there's something about looking at pictures. Like, I love words, guys. I'm a writer. But when it comes to fragrance, it's so visceral that I feel like a visual encyclopedia could be really helpful.
I think so. And people, I was talking about this with a beauty brand recently, and they were saying that people don't shop so much by, this was their take, they don't shop so much by product or kind of the more technical ways that we think about, the more traditional ways, but it's more of, this was their word, but a mood. Or if you want to use this word, I don't, but I'm just going to use it now, a vibe. What vibe?
Just like perimenopause. It's an aesthetic, guys.
Well, kind of. I mean, it sounds.
You just feel it when you feel it.
It sounds like, yeah, it's not something that is easy to put your finger on. And it's not something that is easy to train people on. That's the opposite of, think about every brand okay, this is our way. You know, this is the each plug and play, this is the blah, blah way. This is our methodology. You can't teach that. But
are you talking about with fragrance when people are selling fragrance specifically?
Fragrance, cosmetics. The brand I'm talking about was a cosmetics brand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just beauty in general. Not always problem solution, service oriented, et cetera.
Yeah, so how do you sell a mood? How do you sell an aesthetic? If it's okay, well, if your skin is dry, or if you have brown eyes, or if you are, these are not easy things to put in a manual or training materials.
I mean, I don't want them to be. Some of this is art. It is a mood. If you like it, you go for it. You don't need any of it. It's a mood. Anyway, I want that tool. I'm going to see if I can figure out a VPN workaround so I could get on there and try it out.
Try it. Okay. So we laugh a lot on Fat Mascara about the different words and the different kind of, yeah, we're just laughing about mood and vibe and all that. The different words that are used to kind of package the same things over and over again, whether it's skin flooding or skin.
Are you about to talk? Oh, I have a guess what you're about to talk
about. No. There's no way because you've not heard this before.
Sober skin? That's my new one that I'm getting a giggle about.
Oh, I don't know that, but maybe you could tell me about that in a second. Just different words to package different ideas, which already existed. But this one I actually really liked, okay? So Vintner's Daughter is a brand that Jen and I have been fans of since its inception. They sent me, I'm holding this up for Jen, sadly that you can't see it, this little a little newspaper. It's called the Vita Journal. And it's a little sometimes brands do this copy collateral. It's kind of
a pamphlet. It's a brochure.
This is really
it's a very schmancy.
This is really well done. This is really well done. So this came with their new cleanser that they sent to us at Moda. On the back, it's like a almost like an ad, like it's a New York Times kind of full page ad, and it says, "Can real change start with a bottle?" And it's talking about their active botanical serum and kind of like the ethos that started their whole brand. And I'm going to like just summarize one of this little graphs. It says, "You're always beautiful in your skin, doesn't need fixing, correcting, or transforming. And it is why we reject the idea of anti-aging. On the contrary, every day we live in our skin is a privilege, and we celebrate every milestone over stoking feelings of fear or insecurity." And then in italics, it says, "We call this positive beauty, and we are deeply committed to it." And then there's more copy underneath about gratitude being a brand pillar, what they donate.
Gratitude, so hot right now.
What they donate with their profits, how they were awarded B Corp status, and just kind of their philosophy. But I loved this idea of positive beauty. And I was like, how has nobody like grasped onto that phrase? Positive beauty. So this is not like a Women's Wear Daily headline. This is just like this idea that like it stopped me in my tracks. We've heard about pro-aging. We've heard about like...
I've heard well aging.
Oh, I've not heard well aging.
Pause, the brand Pause.
Oh, yeah. But
well aging.
Positive, we've heard about, okay, sustainable beauty is like the biggest like net that was thrown over like
we've heard feel good beauty. That's been like, I don't know, forever feel good beauty.
But I feel like positive beauty is just kind of like, if you can do good, do it.
It's here to make you feel good. Like we're not going to have a high school level debate about every ingredient and then have to discuss whether or not we feel like aging and then also have to go into like our deep political feelings about X acid. Like, it's just like, feel good, put it on, be positive.
Yeah, it's not about like, it doesn't kind of hold themselves accountable. You could say, well, it doesn't hold themselves accountable, but it doesn't hold themselves accountable to like, no nasties, this or that, you know, but I don't... Which is why so much...
It does feel like marketing is like war language lately with beauty.
Yeah.
It's like, you take a side, us versus them, and no-no lists, and like must-haves, and ingredient percentages, and it just became so technical, and it's nice to like take a beat and just be like, but sometimes I like a really good serum.
Yeah. And I wonder if we're going to see a little bit less of like stake in the ground stuff. I don't think it's a response to like... I don't think it's that calculated, but I don't know. It just kind of, there was a softness to it that I wonder if we'll see more of.
It spoke to you?
Yeah. I liked it.
Jess Matlin, purveyor of positive beauty.
Wait, tell me about the thing that you saw, the sober thing.
Oh, Sober Skin. There's a new book. I just ordered it so that I can read it on, I'm going away next week and I will be reading about it. Basically, the premise being like, stop using anything but like distilled water on your face and I promise all your problems will go away. Deep sigh as I delve deeper into that. But the sober skin movement.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
Watch this space, guys. I guarantee you'll be hearing it soon. You were skin cycling. Soon you will be sober skinning.
I thought you were going to say that it's just like, don't drink, don't drink, don't drug, don't...
Yeah, if you don't drink, your skin's going to look way better, guys. That's just science. Like... High glycemic sugar low definitely cause microinflammation in the skin, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that the premise of this book is that other things cause that kind of inflammation, including ingredients that we put on our face, and like the skin works pretty well on its own. But of course, we had to wrap it all up in a really cool name. Otherwise, people wouldn't want to do it. Sober Skin. So I'll do my research. I wasn't ready to talk about it yet because I haven't looked into it thoroughly. But since it came up, there you go.
Okay. Hmm. All right. Last. God, Madonna's been on my mind so much lately. I don't know what it is. I mean, I think about Madonna kind of often, but I don't know why she's coming up so much. You'll be hearing a little bit more about Madonna in our Friday interview.
Oh, yeah, so you will.
She was the butt of a lot of jokes in the past couple of weeks. Her Grammys appearance got a lot of criticism. People saw her face. I mean, we've seen her face over the past few years, and people have been saying, what's happened? She just looked the same. It was really full. And there were all these think pieces, people going on TV talking about it. And then Madonna even came back and she said, hey, there was a really bad camera angle on me. But She is not one to let the media have the last word. She just shared a snapshot of herself, like a selfie on her Instagram. She's wearing a black jacket. She's wearing this like hat, says spiritually hungry. And then she said, look how cute I am now that the swelling from the surgery has gone down. LOL. She looks a little bit less puffy.
Look how cute I am in this image that I controlled and edited to my liking.
Yes.
That's my response to that. And listen, you do you. Like, I'm fine. I just think it's ridiculous that we all care so much. But then it made me feel like, oh, maybe it got to Madonna for once. The fact that she felt she had to, like, come back and show us, like, her real self in that way.
But
I love that she's also admitting she had surgery. It's great. It's like, she's not trying to tell us that that was natural, you know? So that's cool, too. And I appreciate anyone that's honest about their plastic surgery, so.
And round we go.
Can we talk about her braids, though, and the red hair? I'm not as convinced on that. The face? I don't know. It's a look right now. It's her current moment, so. We love you. Madonna, yeah. You want to come on the show and talk about your face? I am here for it. Get in line right behind Pat McGrath. We'll get you on here. If it was like Madonna or Pat McGrath, we've met Pat and talked to her. I guess I'd have to say Madonna but I don't know. It's a toss up. Thank you for sharing the headlines, Jess. Do you want to raise some wands?
I'm ready to raise some
wands.
Shall
we? Yep. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone,
I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there. When I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. I am so excited about this one. I am compelled. Leah, take it away.
Hey, Jess and Jen. I'm Leah, and I'm a huge fan of the pod. I know y'all are looking for lip recommendations right now, but as someone who has an overbite, I'm still on a mission to find that for myself. So instead, I'm sharing an eyeliner. I'd like to raise a wand to a product I don't see mentioned really anywhere. It's the Flow Fushi UZU Eye Opening Liner. I have hooded eyes, and I could never get my liner right, even after Katie Jane Hughes came out with her tutorial. This liner, though, has been such a game changer. It glides on nicely and has huge pigment payoff. Comes in 20 colors, 8 of which are different shades of black. So yeah, wand raised. Thanks for all you both do. Bye.
Leah, thank you. Excellent eyeliner. I can agree with you as someone with both an overbite and slightly hooded eyelids. That has nothing to do with the eyeliner. But anyway, as she was talking, I was like, girl, I feel you. That eyeliner is excellent.
Wait, can I just talk to you really quick? I'm like putting stuff in my cart right now.
You're going to get the eyeliner?
Yeah. There's a khaki.
Do you want to wait till we're done recording the podcast, maybe?
Wait, there's green, black.
As Leah said, there's 8 shades of black. And it's also just, I think the shapes, because I remember there was a thicker and a thinner. And like, if you don't have a lot of eyelid real estate, there's a very fine point for one of these liners that's really great. They're excellent. Check them out. But Leah, you sound like a podcaster. Like, can't you just hear Leah like solving a murder and then telling you about it from the comfort of her home studio?
Yes. She has a beautiful voice. I'm just like super into like her whole vibe.
What an aesthetic you have, Leah.
What an aesthetic.
I need to stop with this. I keep making fun of it, and it's like, Jen, stop.
Okay, I just feel stop. Like, why did the word, like the whole thing, like aesthetic? Aesthetics have existed. a look, like a feeling, a vibe, like.
So is the word suspect, but now it's sus and everything. Like, it's just lingo, and I just love language, and I love when like a new era of language. Sometimes I listen to Gen Z people out in the real world, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, wow, I need to, what are they saying? The same way I'm sure my parents said to me when I was a teenager, the way I talked. I don't know. I love it, but I also am going to make fun of it a little. So there you
go. Oh my God. My dad still
laughs.
Sorry,
Gen Z listeners. I know there's a lot of you. I was actually looking at our demographics recently. So that wasn't to like say anything negative towards you. I want you to keep pushing the English language forward. Keep it up, kiddos.
Nice save, Jen.
No, I'm actually serious.
My dad serious. Still laughs. This was not like a... Why am I outing myself like some of the terrible things I used to say? My dad still laughs at like the conversations that my friends and I used to have, and he'll like still mention them. It's like 25 years ago, and like I die, but like I think he was so tickled back then.
My mom reminded me recently that I don't remember saying this, and I wouldn't now. But I came out of the bathroom one time,
and I like had my caboodle and I was just singing like, I have so much makeup. My mom said I was like so excited. I was like, what? I didn't even wear makeup. She's like, no, you were just like so excited to have this collection of it. And that's, you were so like cute, singing to yourself about it. And I was like, oh Lord.
That's so cute.
Leah, we took that off track, but thank you for your raise a wand. If you guys have a raise a wand, we want to hear it. The homework right now is broad. Like, tell us your favorite beauty products, because I don't want to limit you, because right now there's that thing that you bought and you were like, this is excellent and I need to share it with everybody. So email us or call us and tell us about it. If you email us, you can send a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. That link is in the show notes. Or you can call us 646-481-8182. That link is also in the show notes. Just a reminder, I always forget to tell people this, like all the products we talk about and or our listeners talk about on the show are linked in the show notes as well. There's like a little shelf and there's also a blog that helps you like find them, et cetera, et cetera. Jess, what are you raising a wand to?
Oh, I'm about to check out.
You're still shopping for eyeliner? Focus, girl. Focus.
Okay, I'll finish the transaction after. It appears that there's 20% off. I don't know if that is going to...
On the UZU yeah, website.
I feel like that.
Okay.
The navy black is out of stock, guys. So...
Oh, a blue black would be nice with your coloring.
I think I'm going to get the green black. Do you think the red black would be cool?
I think it would be, because I actually have a red-brown from Charlotte Tilbury, and whenever I wear it, my eyes are like, get that little extra like, ooh, what's going on in your iris because of that color theory. Do you want me to go since you're
no, no,
still
no,
shopping?
I've got it. Okay, so I actually just demoed this yesterday on my Instagram. I just felt like doing like a little makeup on my Instagram the other day, and I did not expect such a positive response. Maybe I'll do it again. I don't know. I was not wearing any makeup like all day, and I had a bunch of Zooms, and I realized, listen, I'm not telling anyone you need to wear makeup. I would never do that, but I need to wear makeup. I'm doing Zooms because I looked like I was, it looked like I had three.
Like a thumb.
I looked like I had 3 hours to live when I was saying goodbye to everybody, okay? It was terrible. So I stopped and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a little like tutorial with the products, some products from Moda on my personal Instagram. And you know, it was a hit with people, and it's a hit with me. And even when I'm going out, the Violette Bijou Blush in Inez is the name of the line, the name of the shade. It is like a very peachy pink marbleized blush. It's a cream blush. And on the
little stick,
the other end has a brush, like a stubby brush that you can smush the color in. Wait, Jen, I'm going to do a quick demo for you, and then I'm going to let you do your wand.
I'm so excited.
So I'm stippling it in, like Bob Ross the painter. I stipple, and then you could use your fingers if you want, because it actually took me a minute to find the brush.
This is mesmerizing. No
wonder I was using my fingers for like 2 weeks, and then I was like, oh, this thing has a brush. And then I just smush.
You're still stippling a little with the brush, too. More of a bouncy.
Well, yeah, because
than
I don't
want to
drag
white.
My skin, my delicate baby skin.
Yes.
I want to be gentle with my skin.
I swear to you, did you have no makeup on when you put this blush on?
Now?
It's like you barely even need mascara now, because like all of a sudden you're awake. Yeah. I'm telling you guys, blush is like the unsung waker upper. Everybody says go to your eyes. This is my first column at The Cut. Don't go to your eyes. You want to look more awake? Put some damn blush on.
I'm going
to
do a Gen Z nose blush. Ready?
Yeah, the cold girl.
The cold girl makeup. Okay, this might look a little crazy because I'm, guess what?
I don't mind.
It's a secret.
It's
a secret. I'm not Gen Z.
That color is
it's
fabulous.
So pretty, right?
It's like, you know what it reminds me of? You know how orgasm, the reason it was popular is because it was both cool and warm at the same time, which makes no sense, but totally, I guess you'd call that a neutral.
Yeah.
But I guess with the marbleization, with the orange, and it's like a cool pink and a warm peach mixed together, and you've got like, it probably works on like every skin tone,
I love this color. They also have other colors too. I'm saying we at Moda have other colors.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm very excited about this product, and it stays on a long time because it's like kind of like a dry sounds gross, but it's like, it's not so creamy and slippery that it's gone after you touch your face.
I just had this discussion with my dear friend Wan Yi. Okay. She loves blush. Oh, and we were and I was telling her which blushes I was using. Excuse me. They were all creams because I love a cream blush. And I was talking about Westman Atelier. And she said, no, my skin just eats it because she has oilier skin. She has to use a powder. And the dream is a cream to powder, sort of like a drier cream, as you were saying.
This is that a drier cream. For it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Not a slippery wet cream.
I've got right to my left, I've got Westman here too. I like Westman too, but this is a baby drier cheeks. Formula. So if you like a drier one, then
even than Westman. Free. Okay. Good to know. Yeah. All right. And I love a little stick like that because you can just pop it out. It's easy. You can do it whenever and refresh.
Yeah.
That's an excellent one.
Thank you.
I mean, we're always in tune, but I'm not as in tune with you with a cheek product, but I am bringing a fragranced body product that pretty much is fragrance. It's from Uma Oils. Longtime listeners will remember this brand because the founder, Shrankla, she was on our show. I think it was the Ayurvedic for the Real Girl. Did I just get that
Ayurvedic
title right?
For the Real Girl. Yeah.
I feel like Jess Matlin. It was an excellent episode. Her family grows ingredients in India and is how she got into beauty because she makes a lot of the raw materials that she uses in her products. Like her family has been multi-generational growers of those ingredients. So she always has like the top of the line raw materials to work with, which is why this Uma Santal Silk Rejuvenating Body Oil is so much more than a body oil. It is perfume. It is a gorgeous sandalwood, cedarwood, slightly bergamot-y, like a cool woody scent. Ooh. With a tiny floral undertone. Ooh. This isn't like your like Le Labo Santal creamy, dark, resinous woody. It still has that like luxuriousness and that deep feeling, but it's, I don't know. It's
does it smell floral. Rich? It sounds like it smells rich.
Oh, yes. There's got to be something herbal in there too to give it that little bit of astringency.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I put it on as a body oil the first time, and I probably used too much because it also slips really nice. It's grape seed in the base, jojoba in the base, pomegranate seed oil in the base. So I put just a little bit on, and I put on my robe, and I loved the smell of it. But then, like, maybe I had forgotten about it a week later. I went to get my robe and put it back on because I don't wear a robe a lot. And I was like, what smells so good?
Oh,
the,
nice.
Finished base note dry down of the cedar and the sandalwood just stays on your clothes, stays on your skin. It would be like if you have a favorite perfume and you just want to like sex it up a little, or I shouldn't say sex, sensual it up.
Yes,
it's very sensual. Wear this on your body, then spray your perfume on top. Not only will it give it those like woody base notes, it will also make your perfume last longer because it's an oil. So I feel like it will act as a fixative for your fragrance, but it also gives it that part of the, you know, it's not the heart, it's the base notes. So it's going to stick around.
Oh, I love it. Sensual body oil.
Don't you? And it's in this little dropper, which should have told me I should use less than I did because you really don't need a lot. Oh, she knows how to make a product, doesn't she?
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, it's in her blood. It's in the fam.
That's true. So raise a wand to Uma Santal Silk. Sorry, I can't say that. Definitely put it on before bed.
Like and before your beauty smell sleep? Good too.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Slip
get
in.
Get that beauty sleep, babe. Get that beauty sleep.
Sensual. Get sensual. Do your taxes. And we'll see you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence.
Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.